Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Lift up your hands unto the Lord. And why don't you pray for yourself at this time? Pray for yourself that God's word will be quickened in your life personally. Quickened for you to understand. Quickened for you to receive. Quickened for you to get every revelation that you're supposed to receive today. In the name of Jesus, speak to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
This is
song in its own.
It's all about you. It's all about you. I'll bring you more than a song. More than a song. I'll bring you more than a song. I'll bring you more than a song. Your name. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, just wave your hands to the Lord in worship. Raise your hands to Him in worship. It is you alone we will extol. You alone we will worship. You alone we will magnify. We thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Onyamiye wonaye besungo erade wonaye besungo. Tell him the one who created the heavens and the air. Remember that thing you did. It is our honor, it is our privilege to worship you. We know that all things were created for your pleasure. We understand that one of our assignments in this life is to worship you and to give you the glory due your name. As long as we have breath, this is what we intend to do. To serve you. To strive to know you more and more. And to live for you. Thank you, Father, for this time. This time of the ministration of your word. You said when you walk, Jesus, that the words that you speak unto us are spirit and alive. So this morning, minister the Spirit unto us. Minister life unto us. In the name of Jesus. Everyone present here physically, all those who are watching this very moment, and even those who will watch later on, let your word be quickened unto each and every one of us. And I pray that what you will have us hear, receive, and understand this morning, nothing will stop us from doing so. Holy Spirit, brood upon us this morning and bless each and every one of us in Jesus' mighty name. And let the people of God say, Amen. Give Jesus a mighty hand clap.
Go on, sir.
And you may be seated. Turn your Bibles with me to Joshua chapter 24.
Joshua 3:29.
Joshua chapter 24.
Joshua 3:29.
And just one verse there, really. Verse 15. It says, but if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Would you prefer the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates? Or will it be the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now live? But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. I thought somebody was going to say an amen to that.
Amen.
Now look with me at Deuteronomy chapter 30. We're reading verse 19 to 20. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 to 20. Today, I have given you the choice between life and death. Between blessings and curses. Now, I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life, so that you and your descendants might live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying Him, and committing yourself firmly to Him. This is the key of life. Today, may you be reminded of what the key of life is.
Amen.
The key of life is to love God deeply. May you love God deeply.
Amen.
The key of life is to obey God passionately. May you obey God passionately.
Amen.
The key of life is to commit yourself firmly to God. May you commit yourself firmly to Him.
Amen.
Can I hear your loud amen?
Amen.
And it says, and if you love and obey the Lord, you will live long in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Hallelujah. Amen.
One more scripture. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 21.
1 Kings 18:21.
Then Elijah stood in front of them and said, how much longer will you waver, hobbling between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow Him. But if Baal is God, then follow him. But the people were completely silent. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. And this morning, I'm sharing a message with you I have titled, Choose Today Whom You Will Serve. Choose today whom you will serve. Look straight into the eyes of your neighbor and tell your neighbor, look into your neighbor's face. Choose today whom you will serve. Ella, are you afraid of your friend? Look into her eyes. And Ella's friend, you to look into her eyes. She's looking into your eyes. You are not minding her. So tell your friend that, my friend, choose today whom you will serve. Say the same thing to another person. Why don't you look for a third person and say exactly the same thing to him or her? And say it once again. Choose today whom you will serve. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To choose means to decide or to prefer. That's what it means to choose. It means to decide or to prefer. To choose means to select from a number of possibilities. To select from a number of possibilities. So if you are a brother and you are thinking of settling down and marrying, I knew that you were going to mention his name. Will you leave Mr. Doe alone? Can you believe this, guys? We brought some two cats to this house to help sort out the lizards and wall geckos. Can you believe that they decided to call the cats Hansen and Doe? Somebody's nice name that his parents have given to him. You are warned. So you are a man. You are thinking of settling down and marrying. But there are three sisters you are considering. One is called Christabel. The other is called Emanuela. And the third is called Gifty. So these are the three possibilities you are considering. You have to decide between the three of them. And then you have to select one. Because unfortunately, you can't have all. Do you understand the problem? So when you select one out of the three, so you have Christabel, you have Emanuela, and you have Gifty. If you select, which one are you selecting?
Christabel.
Alright. So once you select Christabel, it means that you have chosen. So that's what it means to choose. And the Bible is saying to us today, choose today whom you will serve. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are a few key points I want to share with you today. Number one, when God created man, he gave him certain powers and abilities. When God created man, he gave him certain powers and abilities. It'll be helpful if you can write it down. And that's why I keep repeating. So I say it one more time. When God created man, he gave him certain powers and abilities.
Look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Then God blessed them, that is Adam and Eve, and said, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground. So just from this one verse, you can see some of the powers or the abilities that God gave to man. So you can see the ability to reproduce and multiply. Can you see it there? You can see the ability to fill the earth. That is to move and occupy various parts of the earth. So God gave to man the ability to do so. And that's why he was very angry when the people decided that they don't want to fill the earth. They are going to stay in one place. So they set out to build the Tower of Babel. Because God had given a commandment. And with that commandment, he had given the ability and the power for man to fill and occupy every part of the earth. So as we speak today, virtually every part of the earth has been covered by man. Even in some of the coldest places on this earth. Even in some of the hottest places on this earth. You'll find one human being or two. Hallelujah. Another power or ability he gave to man, the ability to govern the earth. To govern the earth and rule over the other living forms. So God has given us that ability. God has given us that power to govern the earth. To have dominion over the earth. And to be able to rule over all the other living forms. To rule over the plants. To rule over the animals. So you realize that man has been able to tame a lot of the animals that you find on the earth. Man has been able to tame lions, tigers. There's somebody who is vying to be president of this country. He has two tigers. So whilst normal people are keeping cats, meow, 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 pussycat, where did you go? Normal people keep them at home. And extraordinary people keep tigers. Which would you prefer to be, a normal person or an extraordinary person?
Extraordinary.
You want to be extraordinary. I wish you luck. So you can see that God has given to man so many different powers and abilities. That's the first thing I want you to understand. Number two, one of the unique abilities God gave to man is the ability to make choices. And that is the second key point I need you to take note of. What did you write? What have you written? One of the unique abilities God gave to man is what? Is the ability to make choices. Now, this ability is linked to our will. Our intellect, our reasoning and analytical capabilities. So God has given to us the ability to make choices. And this ability is connected to the power of our will. You have a free will. You have the ability to think, to analyze, and to reason. And these capabilities are connected to that unique ability that God has given to all of us, the ability to make choices. And that's why you must appreciate that God didn't create us as robots, programmed to operate in a certain way all the time. Neither did God set us up like animals. Animals just react instinctively to things, according to certain patterns that have been set in their minds. So animals do not have analytical abilities. They cannot think intelligently. They have been set up to operate instinctively. So a lion knows that I must hunt and kill for food. That is how it has been programmed. And God did not set us up like that. What God did is that he made us in his own image, and then he gave us a free will to make the choices that we want. So if you look at Genesis chapter 2 verse 15 to 17, it says the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden. That means you have a choice. You have a choice. Then he says, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die. What was happening here, ladies and gentlemen, is that God was explaining to man, I have given you a free will to choose out of all the trees here in the garden. You can choose the fruit that you want to eat. But there is another tree. It is a solitary tree. It is the tree whose fruits are the knowledge of good and evil. As for that tree, don't eat of it. Because if you eat of it, there will be consequences. He said, you will die. Now, God could have programmed Adam and Eve in such a way that they will not go anywhere near that dangerous tree. But he chose not to do that. Instead, he was expecting them to exercise that power of free will or choice that he had given to them. So it's a powerful tool that God has given to us. The ability to make choices. And it is unique. Because animals don't have it. Man who is created in the image of God is the one who has this power and ability vested in him. Key point number 3. This life is about choices. This life is about choices. Can you remind me what I just said? Say it again. This life is about choices. Nanecha, this life is about choices. Why? She doesn't know that that's her name. Oh. Mwamani din akolani nimze. So which one does she respond to? She's your sister. She's your sister. You should know which name she responds to. Justina. And I was there at Uncle Sunday School. Assemble by Debbie. I've been paying for her, sorry. I said, this life is about what? It's about choices. Ladies and gentlemen, every single day of our life, we are called upon to make choices. Every day. Every single day. You are called upon to make choices. From the time you wake up to the time you go off to bed, you make choices. You decide what time to wake up. You decide what time to bath. You decide what you're going to eat. You decide what you're going to wear. You decide which bus to sit on. You decide what time to go to bed. You decide how to react to the different situations that you will meet in the course of the day. Every single day of your life, you are called upon to make choices. And I'm explaining to you that this life is about choices. So today, for example, you had to make a choice whether to come to church or not. You have to make a choice whether to come to church or not. It's your choice. You are here today because you made a choice that I'm going to come to church. The day you didn't come to church, you also made a choice that I won't come to church. As a person sitting by you, how can you make a choice that I won't go to church? What did the person say? He says what? He's doing online. So this life is about a dear man. It's about choices. I'm leading us somewhere, so don't lose me. Number four. Some of the choices we have to make are major critical choices. Others are minor. Some of the choices we have to make are major critical choices. And some of the choices are minor. So what are examples of some of the major choices you have to make in this life? Give me some examples of the choices that you see as major. Mention them. Examples. The school that you will go to, is it a major choice? It's a very major choice. And that's why, especially in Ghana, that's why, you know, it is the responsibility of parents to choose good schools for their children. Because it's a major choice. And it will have far-reaching implications on your child's life. I'm telling you, the type of school that you send your child to will bring out the best from the child or suppress the good things in that child. So don't just follow school fees and say that there are two schools available. Number one is sorry, this man did that thing. I'm not going to say it again. Why? Number one is then Hansen Senior High School. Where is it? No, it's not in Panta. I don't like that. At Atebubu. Hansen Senior High School at Atebubu. Then the other one is what? Doe Senior High School. Mention a powerful senior high school that you know of.
Ekoko Secondary School.
Now you are talking. Say that again. Which school is that? Oh, please mention the full name of the school. What is it again? Presbyterian Boys Secondary School. Do you know of anybody who went to school there? You mean me? That's the school I went to. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, Presbyterian Boys Secondary School. So you have to choose between Hansen Senior High School, Atebuku. Are you aware of that school? Do you know that there's such a school? I have never heard of it before. The motto is what? We are on it. The motto is we are on it. But have you heard of Presec? Well, thankfully, the president has made senior high education supposedly free. Actually, it has helped a lot of people. Yes, it has helped a lot of people. And it is the only reason why somebody will vote for this particular political party. That's the only reason. I mean, I was talking to somebody. That is the only reason. Because she explained to me. If the president hadn't made the thing free, she wouldn't have been able to pay to see her son through school. And for her, it means everything. So if we are to do elections today, the only reason why she will vote for NPP and not NDC is because of free SHS. And I was trying to find out from her, but who says that when NDC comes, they will cancel it? They say, I can't be sure. I can't be sure. You know, so it's interesting what influences people and the choices that they make. So that example is a major choice to make in this life. What other examples of major choices can you think about? Marriage. Who to marry? Is it a major choice? Does it have far-reaching implications? I have to be careful. Don't follow somebody's long hair. Don't follow somebody's long eyelashes. Neither should you follow the redness of somebody's lips. Don't look at somebody's nails and how long they look. May I announce to you that many of these things are artificial. Perhaps the sister with the long hair that you have been admiring, you can't wait for the day that you will run your hands through that hair. You will marry her. And then in the bed chamber, she will do this. That is when you will realize that even you have more hair than she does. Was swept they will knit completely. So who you marry, you really have to be careful. Do men also have artificial things that they put on? What?
Inibi.
Oh, are you serious?
Hey.
Oh, really? It's artificial. So they wear it. Today is the first day since I was born that I've heard something like that. Richard, have you heard of something like that before? They have it. And even the hair.
You turn away.
They fix it and they crop it. And even the beard. Look, can you look for the nearest man sitting by you and examine him very closely? Check and see whether there's anything artificial that the person is wearing. Hold the beard and pull it and see whether it will come off. Wow! I didn't know this at all. So who you marry is a major choice. What are examples of minor choices that you can make in this life? Minor. What food to eat? That one, depending on how you look at it, can be very major or minor. Yeah. I mean, you can't all your life, you can't eat gobe. Why? All your life, gobe. don't like Gobe much these days.
So for some time, Gobe sir.
So when they give me a choice, so when they are giving me a choice of what to eat and they mention Gobe, I'm very reluctant to eat it. Because there was a season in my life every day. I'm not lying to you. Every single day. And often there was no plantain. It was just a garri and the beans. And we were wise enough at that age to realize that if you go in for anything extravagant, come be a bit different. I've told you before that what I used to eat was garri and beans, not beans and garri. So the ratio of the garri to the beans was higher. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most miraculous foods that God has created on the face of the earth, you find it here in Ghana. It is called G-A-R-I. At the end, garri. It is miraculous. It has supernatural abilities. The ability to swell. Garri. Thank you for garri. Thank you for garri. It has saved us in this part of the world. So I don't like it much because I ate too much of it to last me for the rest of my life. Yes. So what you eat, another minor choice. Well, it also depends what to wear. What to wear. By the way, if you are going for an interview, what you wear really matters. What you say? You are going for an important interview. Look at the size of shirt that you are wearing. You are supposed to be wearing shirt with color size 14 and a half. What compare a tariye bi and a color size in a size 18? It is here who say walk bar as will be our baby too.
Parachute.
We are astronauts. And from so what you wear is it may be important or not. I'm just explaining to you that the choices we have to make in this life, some are major and critical and others are minor. So how many key points do you have?
Four.
What's the first one? When God created man, he gave him certain powers and abilities. Number two, one of the unique abilities God gave to man is the ability to make choices. Do you have that? Number three. And those of you who are looking into my face as if I'm doing concert party. Because you didn't write anything. Continue looking at me like that. Number three. This life is about choices. And then number four. Some of the choices we have to make are major critical choices and others are minor. Number five, we are all to a very large extent the product of our choices. We are all to a very large extent the product of our choices, or the product of the choices made for us. Remember that I'm sharing with you on what topic. Choose today whom you will serve. Is that not so? And I'm giving you some key points that are leading us somewhere. And the fifth key point is that we are all to a very large extent the product of our choices or the choices made for us. And you must understand that your choices or the choices made for you are powerful enough to shape and direct the very course of your life. Do you understand that? The choices you make for yourself are very powerful. They will actually direct the very course of your life. Even the choices that are made for you are also very powerful. Because when you were little, your parents have to make choices for you. And those choices have contributed to who you are today. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a fact. So your choices, or the choices made for you, are powerful enough to shape and direct the very courses of our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number six. One of the most important or critical choices that we have to make in life, and I want you to listen to me carefully, is to decide on who to serve. One of the most important or critical choices we have to make in life is to decide on who to serve. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
This was the choice that Joshua called upon the people of Israel to make. Whom to serve? Let's go back to Joshua 24:15. It says, but if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Would you prefer the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates? Or will it be the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now live? But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. This is part of Joshua's last speech to the people of
Israel.
And out of the different things he said to them, he made an emphatic statement to them. Choose today whom you will serve. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. What does it mean, whom you will serve? What does it mean? Whom you will serve? What does it mean? It means whom you will worship. Number two, it means whom you will stand for. Number three, whom you will live or die for. That's what it means, whom you will serve. The first one is whom you will worship. Number two, whom you will stand for. Number three, whom you will live or die for. That's what it means when we say whom you will serve. Number four, whom you will work or labor for. Whom you will work or labor for. Number five, whom you will be bonded or connected to. Whom you will be bonded to. Number six, whom you will commit your life to. When we say whom you will serve, one of the meanings of that statement is whom you will commit your life to. And number seven, whom you will pledge your allegiance to. Whom you will pledge your allegiance to. So that simple statement, whom you will serve, choose today whom you will serve, it means all of these things. It means choose today whom you will worship. It means choose today whom you will stand for. It means choose today whom you will live or die for. It means choose today whom you will work or labor for. It means choose today whom you will be bonded to. It means choose today whom you will commit your life to. It means choose today whom you will pledge your allegiance to. Choose today whom you will serve. It means all these seven things. So it is a loaded statement. It's not a simple statement that you just gloss over and move on. When God is saying to us today that choose today whom you will serve, He is saying to us, my son, my daughter, decide, who are you going to worship? As you move through this life, whom are you going to stand for? The life that you are living, who are you going to live for? When you die, what are you dying for? There's some kind of death that is a foolish death. That's the truth. You work, make a lot of money, you fall sick, and then you die. It's a foolish death. Foolish because you did not live long enough to enjoy the fruit of your labor. It's a foolish death. So, what did you die for? That is what you decided to serve in this life. Whom to live for? Who you are bonded to? Who you are connected to? So who are you bonded to? Who are you connected to? That defines whom you are serving. Then your life. What is your life committed to? When you take stock of your life, what exactly are you living for? What is your life about? What is your life committed to? If you are able to answer that question, you'll be able to tell whom you are actually serving in this life. What you are committed to? Is it a person? Is it a thing? Is it a cause that reveals to you the one you are serving? Who have you pledged your allegiance to? Who have you pledged your allegiance to? Who is it that you are so devoted to that it would be difficult to dislodge you or to disconnect from that person? It will be an indication to you the one that you are actually serving. Or what is it that you have given your allegiance to in this life? It shows what you are, what you pledge your allegiance to. And the last point for today, I'll continue next week. The one you serve is the one you give your love, your commitment, devotion, strength, time, energy, and resources too. Say it again. The one you serve, if you want to know who you are serving, if you want to know what you are serving, it's very easy to find out. And by the grace of God, I can help you to know. The one you serve, or what you serve, is the one, or is what you have given your life, your love, your commitment, your devotion, your strength, your time, your energy, and your resources too. That's what shows you whom you have chosen to serve. So that's a little exercise that I want to leave you to do. If I ask you that whom are you serving? If I ask you that question, every one of us will be quick to say who. Who?
Nyame.
He will say God.
Beka si nyame.
But that's why all of us need to do this test. Based on this last point that I made, that the one you serve, or what you serve, is the one you've given your love to, your commitment to, your devotion, your strength, your time, your resources. So the one who chops most of your money, or what you spend most of your money on, it shows you whom you're serving. So if you use most of what you have on yourself, whom are you serving? Me, I should say it for you. Say it for yourself. The one you love deeply, that is the one you are serving. That's the truth. The one you love the most in this life, that is the one you are serving. Is it really God? Or maybe it's your husband. Or it's your wife. Or it's your children. Or it's your business. Or it's yourself. It is true that the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself, which means you must love yourself. But sometimes the loving of yourself, it moves to the level of worship. So the one you are serving in this life is yourself. Your time. Your time. Who or what takes most of your time? Is it TikTok?
TikTok.
TikTok. TikTok.
TikTok.
TikTok. Yeah. What takes most of your time? You see, when we say these things, it sounds like we are stretching it too far. But let's think about it. What takes most of your time? What is it that takes so much of your time that you cannot stop yourself? It actually shows what you're serving. Because the one you're serving, you would devote a lot of time to that. And you told me earlier on that if I ask you whom you're serving, you say God. That's what you told me.
All
right. So how much time do we devote to
him?
How much time do you devote?
3 hours.
The other day, I was explaining to a church member that really, the way things are, practically for you, it looks like the only time you can come to church Sundays. Yet, when you are looking for time to use for something else, what time do you use? I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
Like you are tired and you want to rest. Whose time do you take?
Yeah.
Or you were not able to wash on Saturdays. You want to wash. Whose time do you take?
Yes,
Sunday. What did you say? To go and fetch water. You couldn't fetch water. The taps have been off for some time, right? And you need the water. You have to get water in the house. You have to get water. Because water is life. Whose time are you using to go and get the water? It's God's time. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? So when we talk about whom we are serving, these are the practicalities and the realities associated with
it.
And I want each one of us to think deeply. All of us to think deeply of what God is saying to us today. And what He's saying to all of us is that you claim to be serving me. You claim to be serving me. How are you serving
me?
Do you have time for me? Time to pray. Time to serve me in my house. Time to work in the house of the Lord. What do you do for God? Can I please ask you to
speak?
What exactly do you do? As you are part of, when they ask you, what church do you go to? Even the name of your church, you don't even know it well. I go to Shepherd's. That's not the name of the church. Or I go to the fold. That's not the name of the church. I'm in the fold. I'm into the fold. Or I go to Restore. If I hear you calling this church Restore, you see what I'll do to you. Restore. Yenya nice name. Shepherd's Fold Restoration Family. Even learning the name of your church well, Kra, it's a problem for you. Look at all the things you have chewed when you were in school. Mary had a little lamb, his fleece as white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. It followed them to school one day, which was against the rule. It made the children laugh and play to see a lamb at school. You can't even the name of your church. Now let's move on to the other bit. I'm asking you that. So as you claim to be serving God under the Shepherd's Fold Restoration Family, what exactly do you do for
me?
If we say we are going, do you actually come along? Like this week, we have a crusade in the greenhouse yard.
They are
sleeping quarters, which is not far from here. It's an attempt. It's actually at the Boxer Shorts Factory area, which is not far from wherever. I'm sure that some of you are saying, "Hey, me Boxer Shorts, dear Ben, me name who?" If I tell you that on Thursday, Friday, they are sharing 2,000 Ghana cedis at the Boxer Shorts Factory area, close to the church. Will you look into my nice ever face and tell me that, hey, me, I don't know them? You go on Wednesday, is that not so? And thankfully, Wednesday is a holiday. Is it a holiday? They have not spoiled that one. It's the 1st of May. Yeah. So I'm asking you, what exactly do you do for God? And then those who do things for God, even how do you do it? Look at your nice faces, choristers. Choristers, look at your nice faces. Can you see your nice faces? So ask yourself, with your nice face, can you really say that you are serving God well in that ministry that you have chosen
to?
Ask yourself that. Ask yourself that. Because whom you serve is connected to all of this. Our time is up. In fact, we've gone beyond the time. I am sorry if I've touched on some sensitive nerves.
So, what can be how can I fetch?
Or I've said something to you that is really worrying you.
That's what can be how.
Sometimes it's our duty to do that. But there's an important question that God is asking us to
be.
There is a demand that God is placing on all of us. Choose today whom you will serve. Choose today whom you will serve. You choose today. Whom you will serve. That thing of I'm serving, but I'm not really serving. That'll end. If it's God that you are serving, then let's do our best to serve Him with our love, with our energy, with our time, with our resources, with our devotion. Let's stop the games. Let's stop it. The struggle is too much. The struggle with some of us is too much. Basic things, it's difficult to get Christians to do. Basic things, it's difficult. Very difficult. Today, the Spirit of God is dialing our numbers. I pray for you that you will not walk out of this place and then throw the word away and say, Edien, Yabremo, Wabremi, Wabremi,
Abrezofo.
Me now did me attempt, oh, Zimono. I didn't find a born in Chow, I think.
Amen.
Me, I don't curse you. I don't believe in cursing people. I don't believe in cursing people. There are many scriptures in the Bible that I used to curse. They are not my favorite scriptures. But there are some people who have specialized in that. Yeah, because I operate under a higher law. A supreme law. Which is the Lord Jesus Christ gave to us. Yeah. He says, do good to those who hate you. And to those who despitefully use you. Yeah. May the Lord add His blessing to the reading of His holy word. Can you rise to your feet, put your hands together for Jesus, and let's end today's service, please. Would you like to lift your hands to the Lord as we pray? And Father, this morning, we come to you very much aware that you have said things to us that are affecting us greatly. There are some of us who are deeply affected by what we've heard. I pray, let your Spirit help us to do what has to be done. There are also some of us that what we have heard today has not had any effect whatsoever on us. It means that there's everything wrong with our hearts. We pray, Holy Spirit, soften our hearts. But today, the critical question is to choose, not tomorrow, not next week, not in a year's time, but today, whom we will serve. I pray, Holy Spirit, help us to choose well. Help us to give our life, our time, energy, resources, love, devotion, gifts, talents, to give them in serving you. Have mercy on us for turning it into something else and for giving our allegiance to other things apart from you. Have mercy on us. Forgive us. Thank you for the opportunity to turn around in Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus.
And as every head is bowed and every eye closed, I don't know, but I want to ask you a question. Do you know Jesus as Lord and Savior? Have you actually given your life to Him? Have you prayed and invited Him to take control of your life and of your heart? If you haven't, then you need to do that. Because if your answer is, I want to serve God, then that's how it starts. Accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior. I would like to pray with you, my friend. If you want to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, wherever you're standing, I want you to raise up your right hand. And I'm going to pray for you. God bless you. Raise it up very clearly. God bless you. God bless you, my friend. God bless you. Or you are watching us. If you want to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Now, I cannot see you physically. But the one whose eyes roam the earth, he can see you right where you are. So you too, you can lift up your hand. Maybe you are here and you realize that you need to rededicate your life to Christ. You can see that you've gone very far from Him. You also, I want to pray with you. Can you lift up your right hand? God bless you. God bless you. Now, I want all of us to pray this prayer together. I'm not going to ask you to come forward at this time. So don't worry about that. And even if I ask you to come forward, I've not committed any crime. But it's okay, just stay right where you are and pray this prayer. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, today, I come to you just as I am. I am tired of running from you. Today I surrender my life to you. I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. I rededicate my life to serving Him. Please forgive me for all my sins and wash me with the blood of Jesus. From today, let my life be changed forevermore. Thank you, Father, that as I've come to you today, you will not turn me away. Thank you for loving me. Help me to love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Let everybody say, Amen.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.